I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to Are You Having a Draft? My name is Bradley James.
And you're joined, as ever, by me, Marcus Ellard. Hello.
Well, Marcus, we've got a lot of admin to cover because the season ended, and boy, what a finish did we get.
Oh, it was down to the wire. So exciting. I am looking forward to reliving it all over again.
The audience, our listeners, are going to be able to listen to it as it happened because we happened to record ourselves in a public house. One or two of the drafters had a pint or two. See if you can tell when the pints start to kick in. It's not as obvious with some, more obvious with others.
Yeah. It's a little bit obvious in places.
We will be saying a large congratulations to whoever it is who came out on top. We might even be saying a commiseration to whoever came on bottom, Yare. And we have a very decisive moment for next season. Stay tuned for that.
I can't wait to crack on. It's combining the old with the new. We're closing last season, but we're starting next season. It's a really good place to be. I'm really excited.
Rising like a phoenix from the flames.
Ooh.
What else do we have, Marcus?
Well, Bradley, we have some exciting news for our listeners. We are going to start from the beginning of a season, a brand new listener league. So stay tuned, listen out. All the details will be coming up about that later on.
Oh, head to head. We're going to be clashing with the listeners. Oh, we get to draft with the listeners.
We get to get shown up by the listeners.
Yeah. A whole world of embarrassment awaits us as the listeners kick our ass, but we are there. What a fight. Well, Marcus, without further ado,
you having a draft?
Sure are, mate! Well, Marcus, we shall begin where it all ended. And that is the final game week of the season. You and I were together. We were joined by many other drafters.
What an exciting day. You'll be able to hear this because we're about to show, we're about to give you the audio of what happened the other day. We went to a sports bar, and I've never done this before. I've been to a sports bar, but not where every single game was on, but like all over the bar. So Bradley, create that image for us because I was so excited by this.
I feel like this is something that in American bars on NFL days, you go in there. Every game, I remember as a kid going in there and watching every game in a bar, and there not really being a question as to why a kid was in a bar, but I remember and watching all these games are all on the screen, and you don't necessarily get that in English football because those 3 o'clock kickoffs are sacred and they don't televise those games. However, final day of the season, everybody seems to have a piece of the pie when it comes to showing it on TV. And we had every game in front of us, even the Man City Norwich game, which wasn't technically on, but somebody had it on their phone on the table.
Yes,
next
they
to
did. Yeah, they did.
Awkwardly crowding around them whenever there was like a build-up in play. we were all there going, oh, what's going on? What's going on? And they were like, guys, COVID.
That was the thing as well. There was these pockets of cheers from different areas. That, yeah. Like I felt like I was going to sprain my neck or something because everyone would stand up and like look to the left or look to the right. It was a brilliant day. Brilliant day.
So we went into the final day. There was 3 points difference between the top two. Let's find out how it unfolded, Marcus.
And it's live. I've always wanted to do it.
Right, mate. We're in a bar with every possible match we could want to see.
It's an attack on the senses.
We're 5 minutes in, and Matthew Melaleu has just got an assist from Lacazette being taken down in the box, which wipes out the 3-point lead that Nick Morgan had going into it already.
I've never seen Matthew Melaleu try to be social and also be really nervous at the same time.
Do you have any more of the sauce?
Oh, also for the listener, we've got barbecue chicken wings and fries just been delivered.
Here are the implications of today. We've got Wolf keeping an eye on Villa, but also keeping an eye on every player that Dutz owns. Yeah. We've got Melaleu keeping an eye on Trezeguet at Aston Villa, who scored some goals.
Well, I'm trying to watch the Leicester match in a minute, which is stressful because it's a Man United attack, attack, attack.
Nice new kit for Leicester, right?
I think that we've had the bum deal. Out of all the Adidas kits, I feel like they've left Leicester last and they've just stuck...
What?
Yeah, they've just stuck like a blue one on.
You guys should be in all blue. You just look better.
Oh, yeah. Some shorts and top.
Marcus, it's half time in all of the games. Do you want to know something fascinating?
I want to know something fascinating, but also something that's even more interesting is that Johnny Wolf's actually here. He's actually here.
I just wanted to say, do you think Brendan Rodgers is a serial or a serial?
That won't make
it.
No,
that's not making an edit, so that's fine.
Say something useful for us.
Yeah.
Villa.
As it stands, Marcus, we've done the maths. Lime cordial, please, mate.
Hardcore, yeah. You know the score.
As it stands, the top two are currently level on points.
What? Oh, here he is. One of the top two is here.
Here he is.
Oh, are you recording this?
We are, yeah. A little bit, yeah.
Oh, apologies for jumping in. Just to say, I am very, very nervous. My buttocks have never had quite such a workout.
Hi, Wiggs.
Hello. Well,
you still got later on to come.
Thanks, Wolf. Promises, promises.
Well, listen again. Dutz is the jammiest drafter I've ever known. Antonio right wing back has just become the best striker in the Premier League.
So what's the interesting thing?
The interesting thing, Marcus, is as it stands at half time, Nicholas Morgan and Matthew Melaleu are currently level on points.
It's an equilibrium. So what happens if they're level on points, what happens?
It goes down to the max cap. The max cap points decide which one of them will take the title. Marcus.
Yeah.
Half time. It's neck and neck. No points can separate them at the moment. Bonus points are going to come into play. Clean sheets are going to start coming into play in the second half. Maybe Mo Salah is going to come on the pitch. Here's the big news. Mo Salah started on the bench for Melaleu.
But this is the thing. There's a few teams that have done that. And I think there's a few teams that have done that today where they are saving their attacking players for the second half. I'm going over to Matthew Melaleu. So Matthew Melaleu, it's obviously 0-0 Leicester versus Manchester United. What do you want to happen?
Right now, I need United to concede some goals. basically...
No!
No, fuck you! No! No! Absolutely not a penalty.
Evans has just brought down Martial in the 68th minute. Melaleu, what do you make of that, Melaleu?
I think it's disgusting. Anything that involves Martial getting points right now is abhorrent.
Oh, fuck. We're fucked. Leicester are fucked. It's going to VAR. Oh, he got the ball.
He got the ball.
It's going to the VAR. We're watching the VAR at the minute. Evans has gone for the ball. It's looking like, to me as a Leicester fan, he's got the ball. Melaleu, what are you saying as a Man United fan?
I'm hoping he got that ball. I do not want this penalty to happen.
He got the ball. That's that. We've seen that. He's got the ball.
No.
He's got the ball.
Evans gets it.
He's got the ball.
Evans gets it.
We're up.
He gets a toe on.
Please say this.
He's got the toe on it.
He's got a toe on that, man.
What are you saying?
He's got the pinky on the ball.
He's got a pinky. I think he's got a pinky on the...
He's still pointing at the spot.
No! He's gone for a penalty. Fernandez is going up for the ball now. The referee has obviously gone to penalty. I obviously need Leicester to win. Melalou, as a Man United fan, also needs Leicester to win for the draft. This is Kasper Schmeichel versus Fernandez.
Come on, Kasper! Save it! Yeah!
Man United have scored. This is bollocks.
I hate this. It's so bad.
I'm wearing a Manchester United shirt and I fucking hate this.
Leicester have just conceded the penalty. They've conceded the goal. Melalou obviously wants Man United to win as a supporter. As a drafter, he wanted Kasper Schmeichel to save the penalty. Bradley.
We are at the final drinks break. I'm a little bit nervous.
Timeout.
Phone is going off like nobody.
This is the thing, like we're in this bar and there's every single game is on the screens, so it's very difficult to keep up to date with what's happening.
It is currently advantage Nick.
Is it?
Shit.
Who, what's he said?
Southampton have scored. We're going into the last 20 minutes, Marcus.
I think Leicester can still win 3-1.
It could go any which way, mate. It could go any which way.
Adams has scored again, so just lost a load more points.
Well, that's all right, because it wasn't ding dong, was it?
No. If in doubt, ding dong. Ding dong will do.
Harry ding dong.
Grealish looked absolutely devastated. Grealish scored in the 84th minute for Villa, and West Ham equalised in the 85th. Grealish looks devastated. I mean, obviously, I'm really happy because Grealish is in my team. But Villa look like they're still staying up at the moment as it stands. Here he is.
Here I am, Marcus. It's finished. It's all done. We've got to wait until a few hours, well, this evening to find out where the bonus points come. But it's more or less concluded. We have our winner.
Johnny, Villa have stayed up. How are you feeling about
that? Very happy about that. Very excited. Very excited to see next season after Grealish has left and McGinn has left and Tyrone Mings has left.
Do you genuinely think they're leaving?
Well, I don't think anyone wants Tyrone Mings, actually.
As it stands, Matthew Melalou, in second place going into the final game week, scored 23 points.
Mate, I got about 50 this week.
That might be the lowest game week, I don't know. Nick has 37. He's done it.
Phil, how are you feeling about your score this week?
To be honest, when the weekend was starting off, I thought I really needed the best week I'd ever had. I needed something about 60 points.
Yeah, we met for a drink before and you said you need 70 points.
Yeah, I mean, I said 70. I thought maybe 60 would do, as long as Mez and Brummett fucked it up.
And how many have you got?
Huh?
How many have you got?
How many points did I get?
Yeah.
18.
He's like, I need about 70 points this week. How many have you got? 18.
Here's the good news for you, Phil.
What's the good news, mate?
Yare has left over 20 points on his bench.
What? Well, Yare shit at the draft.
I'll tell you the good news. Yare was about 150 points behind me about 3 weeks ago. There was no way he was coming back. Yare is the worst fucking drafter we have ever known. For this guy to win it is like unbelievable. He's pathetic.
So Melalou didn't win. Yare and Phil are going to have a fight at some point. Well,
who's going to finish in third and fourth? Will it be Drunken Wolf or will it be Lucky Dutty?
But actually, that's the thing. We need to wait for the bonus.
There's 2 points separate Johnny and Duds before bonus pop.
Thank you, Joan Rivers. Anyways, here we are, signing out.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And as you'll have noticed, although that was only, 7 or 8 minutes long, we were there for significantly longer. We were there for long enough for Johnny Wolf to turn into, well, to turn from basically Johnny Wolf into Joan Rivers.
I feel like I was there again. My heart rate is pounding just from reliving it. Amazing.
It was intense. Things just could have gone any which way throughout the course of the game. And I would say it was probably the last 10 minutes where there was a couple of things that just on a knife edge and they went the wrong way for a man who has joined us, Matthew Melaleu. Matthew.
Good.
Commiserations.
Afternoon, evening, morning, gentlemen. Matthew Melaleu, manager of what could have been the champions this season. But my word, what a final day. And re-listening to that is, well, it's heartbreaking, is the honest answer. It felt like a while for you. I felt like I aged a year.
You've had a bit of time to recover since. How are you feeling now? Are you feeling, feeling revitalised for a new season?
Yeah, I've got a bit between my teeth. We know it's possible to pull some magic out of seemingly nowhere. 6 years of languishing in the doldrums, to be that close, to smell it, to have a taste of what's possible. Nick, congratulations. It pains me, but well done.
We highlighted an area that we thought things might come down to, Marcus. I'd spoken about the Mane-Salah relationship, and I feel like from lockdown, they won the league pretty quickly, and Salah had one game in that run. And
he had his towel on the sun lounger in Costa del Sol from the moment that
he did a bit. It has to be said. It was. I mean, he won't be disappointed. He's a league champion.
Won the league. That's all they care about. Yeah,
but he was very poor, very poor. And I don't think it was all his doing. You know, the whole team's kind of like took the foot off the gas, as it were, and it obviously didn't help you out, because at the same time, a lot of Nick's players came into play.
I think that's one of the perils, isn't it? Well, one of the many perils of fantasy football, but in particular the draft, because whereas if in a normal fantasy football, you could have like gone, well, they've all taken the foot off the gas. Let's get Alexander-Arnold out, for example, or let's get Salah out and re-swap them in. You can't in the draft. And, and it was like they were still partying like about 5 days later, because they just stopped turning up and they didn't even get the 100 points. Which is a Liverpool fan, if I was a Liverpool fan, I'd be annoyed at my team.
Interestingly, it's something you have to kind of take into account, that final section of the season. You can't take it into account when you're drafting.
No.
But all of a sudden, the last sort of five games of the season, the dynamic completely changes, because new players are given a chance. Teams have given up for the season. And they have given up for the season. There's
100%.
There's all this, they're sort of media trained to say, no, we're here for every game. They are not there for every game.
And
they
get all the
straight up liars. Premier League footballers are straight up liars. Every interview they give, they have been coached and trained. We don't get the honest word from them. If we did, they'd be like, yeah, I don't care about this game.
One of the things at the end of the season as well, particularly with Liverpool, because they even let Trent turn up with 66 every week. But like the numbers that are coming out at the end of the season is like some lad you've never heard of. Number 74. He's like, what is going on?
Who is this guy? Why has he scored a goal? No one's got him in the team. Crazy part of the season. And unfortunately for Matthew, Salah really let him down, it has to be said.
He did a lovely bit of bench warming on the last day.
It was poised for him to come on and score. He was your captain. It was poised for him. Actually, no.
Oh, captain.
I captained Silva.
Oh, right.
Captain Silva.
Looked like a masterstroke. If Silva had one of his weeks, then it could have been amazing.
You ended up with your lowest game week of the season on the final.
I know.
Final game week. And there was 23 points in it by the end, which seems like a large, when you consider last season, I think the gap was 6 points between Dutch.
Yeah, I was six or seven, I remember, yeah.
Something not many more, maybe eight, I don't know. That season was not as close as this one. This one was significantly closer, came down to the last 10 minutes of the season. That's how close the season was run, the last 10 minutes.
I was gripping the table so hard, I thought I was going to pull it apart.
It was lined up for an Aguero, but it would have been David Silva or someone of that ilk.
It was like what
lined up for a video from Nick in Amsterdam, where he was jumping up and down and cheering, and then for David Silva to pop up and score. And
amazing. The
celebration is just a fall flat. It would have been perfect for you. That being said, we have ourselves a new champion, has to be said, a deserved champion. If we didn't think he was deserving before, my word, his champions video has raised the bar. It is the greatest of all the champions videos. And Nicholas Morgan, I salute you, because even for that alone, You have been a sensational addition to the draft.
I would be proud of having sat in an editing suite for a week to achieve what he put together.
Where really? Were you when you saw it?
Oh, I was crying under the stairs, rocking back and forth. And then this video, no, it was amazing. I was just at home and the video came on and I thought, oh God, this is going to be a hard watch. And within seconds, every ounce of disappointment was replaced with just excitement and pride at what he'd put together. It's a nostalgia trip. It's a love letter to the sport, not just to football. It's a love letter to Ahad and it's a love letter to the season. And where the hell he found my showreel from?
Is that amazing. Funny?
Absolutely amazing.
I was on the sofa. I was in between. I'm watching The Sopranos. I was in between episodes of The Sopranos.
Nice.
And literally, I flipped on. I paused it in between episodes, flipped on, and literally Nick had just sent it on the group. And I was like, well, I'm going to watch this. And I was talking to Bradley about this the other day. It's like, I didn't want it to actually end. It felt like a really good trailer for something that I was going to watch and was excited to watch the rest of.
Yeah.
And from the moment that old-fashioned Thames pre-card comes on, the moment that came on, I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then it just kept getting better and better. And I think you summed up, Matthew, it's like this nostalgia thing where it's the late 80s, early 90s football that we remember. That's the first football we remember. There was all the flashbacks to that. And he had like these old videos of him wearing his Arsenal kit when he was a kid. Good. And then like when he was in his
been
late
trawling through his parents' attic, finding all the holiday videos for sure.
And it narrated the storytelling. And I think someone said it on the group. They were like, oh my God, I hope I don't win next year. because topping that is going to be, it's a big ask.
The Champions videos have improved year upon year. Well, roughly speaking, the Champions videos have improved year upon year. There's been peaks and troughs over a gradual rising standard. And Nick just took it to the next level. Nicholas Morgan, here are some of our other drafters with their own personal congratulations.
Nicholas Morgan. Wow. What an achievement. One season, one star. And I don't think this was even a fluke. You made some tremendous and well-calculated transfers throughout the season. Mate, you've come in, 100% ruffled a few feathers, making some drafters nervous and making them raise their game, mate. And you know what you're doing. Definitely a strong contester for getting the first, second star. You're a great asset to the WhatsApp, pal. Your winner's video is just brilliant. Clearly a brilliant drafter and a decent film director. You are a well-deserved champ, mate, and enjoy the abdo. Looking forward to next season. You take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi Nick, congratulations on getting your hands on the Abdo, a trophy I once held. I particularly liked how you used all your sporting footballing nous. I think everyone was very surprised at how well he did this season. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Nicholas Morgan, Supermarket Sweepers, winners of the draft in his rookie year. It's easy this drafting luck, isn't it? Like taking candy from 13 babies. Let's see how you get on next season, mate. I'd hate for you to get a wooden spoon like Peter Everill did.
Well done, Nick. On winning, I've known you since you were a shelf stacker on the BWS aisle, beers, wines and spirits aisle at your local supermarket, and you've risen to be the champion of all drafters. Congratulations, fella.
Llongyfarchiadau mawr i ti, Nicholas Morgan, ar dy fuddugoliaeth yn pencampwriaeth drafft 2020. Gobeithio wneud i ddim ennill blwyddyn nesaf. Come on, byddin y gegin.
Hello. It's your friend. You know, the big CA. Congratulations, Nicholas Morgan. I'm being the new draft champion. Welcome to the pantheon of greatness. But I have a word of caution for you. What goes up must come down. Enjoy.
Nick, it's Andy O'Neill, manager of Lady Online FC here. Huge congratulations on winning the draft the first time of asking. Breathtaking debut performance. bit embarrassing for us all that you turn up and teach us how to do it the first time of trying, but a lot of motivation to take that crown off you in the new season.
Hi, this is Jonathan Wolfe, manager of Fairytale Erotica. Just wanted to say well done, Nick. Congratulations. Fully deserved victory, especially in your first season. Good luck avoiding the bottom three next season. Bye.
So there we have it. The end of the season. Good times had by all and a worthy champion. This takes us into a new season, Marcus.
We get to do it all over again. Yes.
And not just that, we're doing something extra special this time around. We are entering into the Legacy League format. That means that we had to have ourselves a little draw to decide which order everyone would draft in going in to the Legacy League format. Marcus, what draft position ideally would you be after?
Top five. 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Yes, even though 15 would be good because you get two picks on the bounce, I still think in the top five because that's where some of the big boys are going to, well, the big boys are going to go.
Yeah. How about you, Mel?
My niche footballing knowledge is means that an early pick is best for me. I can probably name the first 10 players that are going to go in some form of order. So somewhere in there would be good. I don't know. I'd be happy with somewhere mid that group. So you kind of get an equal pick at the start and in the next round, it's kind of a regular pick.
So smack bang in the middle would do for you.
Do you know what? I couldn't complain at that.
I would probably want somewhere between the 5 to 8 region. I think that is where you're in the place to get a really good player at the top. And then on the return round, so just to explain to everybody, if you were to have first pick in the first round, you have first pick in all the odd numbered rounds. However, it means you would have last pick in all the even numbered rounds. There's 15 picks. If you are what would be number 8, you'd be smack bang in the middle and your position wouldn't change each round. So I would probably like to go between 5 and 8 because you're still in line for a really top player at 5 to 8. And then you're not too far back on the reverse on those even numbered rounds. Shall we find out what happened, Marcus?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, there's the champ.
Clap him in, boys. Clap him in.
Good meal.
Yeah, well done, Nick.
Thanks, boys.
There we go. We've got everybody.
Got you look well fit, mate.
Yeah,
thanks.
Mate, good looking slick, brother.
He's
Pete's is neither horizontal or vertical. It's like he's signed on his Game Boy.
Dot's nice bit of garden going on there, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Jealous of that.
Round my folks, Hingham.
That's a big old garden, that's
all. He's got a swimming pool.
Welcome to the Are You Having a Draft draw that will determine the drafting order for season 8 of the draft, our inaugural foray into a Legacy League format. We maintain our 13 teams from season 7. We welcome back 2 returning drafters.
Woo,
to give us a 15-team league. Competing to best predict the 2020-21 Premier League season and take home the coveted Abdo Trophy as Ahad champion. And our drafters are...
Yari Jegbafume, manager of the Cerebral Assassins.
Peter Everall, manager of Evil FC.
Daniel Mantle, manager of Mental Dundies.
Neil Dutton, manager of Pipe Dreamers FC.
Nicholas Morgan, current champion.
And
manager of Supermarket Sweepers.
Daniel Mutslow, a manager of Tablovian Rude Boys.
Andy O'Neill, manager of Lady Online.
Matthew Melalou, manager of Malulu's FC.
Meta Llewellyn, Rheolo Byddinagegin.
Yes, mate.
Matt Brummett, manager of Super Creek Keen Bromacticos. I'll give that another go. Sorry. Matt Brummett, manager of Super Keen Bromacticos.
Jonathan Wolfe, manager of Fairy Tale Erotica.
James Robinson, manager of Narrowboat Loch Union.
Bradley James, manager of Liberators FC. The draw will work like so. First, a drafter's name will be drawn from a beanie hat of Kinder Egg capsules. Then, a number will be drawn from another beanie, allotting the drafter to that drafting position in the first round. Once all the positions have been drawn, that will complete the draft order for every odd-numbered round. Then that order will be reversed for every even-numbered round. Are there any questions? Wonderful. Let's get on with the draw.
Woo!
The first name out of the hat. Are we tense, folks? Is everyone excited? Because I'm bricking one. Okay. First name out of the hat. It's Uh-oh. Green.
Me.
Daniel Mantle.
Four.
Come on. Number four.
Daniel Mantle. This is his... He was fifth last season. He is first on the all-time table. Champions in season five. He holds the record for most podium finishes.
Here it comes.
Number 11.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Near the bottom.
Hey, that's good for you, second round.
I'd have liked that number.
We trade positions.
Next name out the hat.
Marcus, can I just correct it? Marcus, was that 11 or 22?
Too soon.
Next name out the hat. It's yellow.
Aren't all Kinder Eggs yellow?
Peter Everall. He's happy.
He wanted 11.
15.
Peter, former draft champion and ever present. He has the record for the original draft score in a season. As in, he has the highest score for any team straight from the draft. He's also a former wooden spoon holder.
We'll edit that bit out.
Number five.
That's a great number.
A very good number.
Great number. That'll do.
Next name out the hat. It's red.
Pick. Who's that, Phil?
Matthew Melalou. Came so close last season with his best ever finish of runner-up. He's an ever-present drafter. It's all the positive stacks that I have for him. But what a season he had last year, everybody. What a season.
Well played.
Especially.
I'm envious.
Oh.
Number eight.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was hoping for that one myself, so I'll just cover that up. Cover up that disappointment. Still seven in there. Okay. Next name out of the hat. Another red. Today's absentee. What number does nobody want? We can just give him that. Philip Cairns. Three straight seasons in the catering zone. The draft really didn't suit him. However, he is a draft ever present. And along with a wooden spoon, he is also a former champion. And Phil comes in at number, unlucky for some, 13.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Good news for Phil, Gareth Bale will probably still be available by the 13th pick.
Dig. Dig.
Burn.
Getting the draw digs in. Next name out the hat. It's purple. That can only mean one man. Yare Jegbafume, manager of the Cerebral Assassins.
What number do you not want, Yare?
I'd say probably 9.
Oh, I just thought that was a good number.
What about 10? The
new wooden spoon holder, former draw champion of season 3, also an ever-present, and a former Spirit of the Draft Award winner. Yare, an illustrious history.
No way.
No way.
Oh, hey! Number 9.
I don't want number 1.
I think it's a good number. Some nervous faces out there. Andy O'Neill biting his nail. Next name out the hat.
You like a sausage?
No, I'm right, thank you.
Yes, yes, I'd like a sausage.
It's the answer is yes. Bacon butty, please.
Always the answer is yes.
That's the title.
Next name out the hat. Medir Llewellyn.
Go on, Meds, first pick.
This is who's going to be the first Welsh player picked out of the draft.
Manager of Kitchen Crusaders, also a draft ever-present. Finished 10th last season. Scored his highest ever recruitment total, as in what he how he managed to improve his team throughout the course of the season. Fantastic work, Meds. Some excellent transferring trading. And drafted his best player ever, Sadio Mane.
Meds, it's the positives there, aren't you?
Goes in. Oh. At number 2.
Ed's winning the next season.
You said that this season.
Next name out of the hat. It's Peach, because I could find brown paper, but there's a lot of work just for a little bit. With brown writing on it, it is Jonathan Wolf. Jonathan Wolf, manager of Fairy Tale Erotica. Third last season, matched his best ever finish. In season 2, he's Mr. Consistent. He's never scored over 1,800 points, but he's never scored under 1,600. He also holds the record for the highest ever game week by a drafter. And Jonathan Wolf goes in. He'll be very happy with this. Number 6. Next. Out the hat. It's blue. And it is James Jammer. Robinson.
Come on. Number 1.
James Jammer Robinson, manager of Narrowboat Lock Union, returning after a year's absence, hoping to improve upon his catering zone finish last time out. Originally came in as a caretaker manager for Tom Hopper.
And totally messed it up.
Second time round is a charm. That's not the saying, but let's pretend it is. And he goes in at...
Joking me.
There it is.
Yes.
So much pressure.
Oh,
the choice.
Sleepless nights until
so many choices.
You fucking beauty.
First pick goes to James Jammer.
Pressure, actually, as well.
So much pressure to get that right.
Yeah.
I'm counting on that.
Next out.
Well, we all know who first pick is. Let's just stop messing around.
It's yellow, the champ, Nicholas Morgan. No longer a rookie. He's not a girl, not yet a man. Manager of Supermarket Sweepers, one season, one title. I think he had the 7th highest. Don't quote me on that. He's in the top 10 scores of all time.
Oh. So one of the worst champions that we've had.
And he goes in at number
4.
That's the number I wanted.
That's solid. Gooden. Solid.
That's a solid one.
I'm open to trades.
I'll have one Glenn Murray and one Mesut Ozil. Thank you.
Next name out the hat.
4 is a great number.
It's orange. And it's Marcus Ellard.
Here we go.
Manager of Wedding Crashers. 11th last season. Best ever finish of third in season six. And the current Spirit of the Draft holder. And he goes in at number 10.
That's good.
Not bad.
That's a great one, mate.
Cool. I don't know what that means, but I'll work it out later on this afternoon.
Yeah, mate.
Well, it's 10 out of 15, so it's
pretty good.
I know that, Jonathan. I don't know what it means for me.
You get 10th pick.
Next name out of the hat. It's grey stroke silver, Dutton.
Mr. Dutton.
Neil Dutton, manager of Pipe Dreamers FC, former champion. You finished fourth last year. This will be Neil Dutton's fifth draft season. Can you believe it?
Jesus. Wow. Time flies.
You having fun?
Okay. Neil Dutton goes in at a very enviable number 7.
Needle. I like it.
Next name out the hat. Pink. It's the new boy, Daniel Mutlow.
What's left?
Traitor.
Two's left, yeah?
Three.
But there's no middle ones left, is there?
There's
I'll do your trade online now.
3, 12, or 15, or 14.
Daniel Mutlow, returning drafter, never completed his other season. It was season 2. He's had a 6-year gap, and he is coming back in at, you see, that's number 12.
The shittest one.
Doesn't seem happy. Let's see if he even makes it to draft day.
Be able to get Pepe on 12.
Next name out the hat is also pink. Matthew Brummett.
Here he is. Oi, oi.
Marlo's dad. Not Marlo's dad. Marlo is his middle name.
No, Marlo is his name.
Matthew Brummett, manager of Super Keen Bromacticos. 9th last season. Best ever finish was runner-up in season 4. One of only two drafters who haven't won the draft to finish in the top 2. Max Cap Award to his name from previous years gone back. And a Spirit of the Draft Award. And he goes in at number 14.
Ooh, fucking hell, lads.
Oof.
Nasty. It's a good second round one, though, Brummer.
Good point, mate. Good point.
Two names left in the hat. And worryingly, I'm one of them. Okay.
And the other.
Left 3 and
15.
Oh, wow. It's blue.
Be either of you, couldn't it? Bradley!
Really?
Up.
This should be interesting.
110 to Hex.
It's not a bad number either way, is it?
Manager of Liberators, 8th last season. Champions in season 1 with the highest draft score in draft history.
Oh!
Suarez. And going in.
Oh!
Ooh, pressure, son.
Number 3.
At number 3.
I did not want that.
Which means...
I'm going to write down who Brad's going to pick.
Yeah, straight away. I already know.
Put it through the algorithm. Tell us how many points he's going to be worth over the lifetime of a Legacy League as well, Pete. And we'll talk.
The last name at the hat.
Andrew O'Neill.
Andrew O'Neill. There should be only one ball left. Andrew O'Neill. Lady Online FC's manager. 7th last season. Best ever finish of 3rd in season 5. There is one ball left. Last to be drawn, last of the numbers.
The worst one, the one 15. I wanted least. No, 14's worse than 15, mate, because you can do a double draft.
Exactly, mate.
14th is the worst.
Yeah. I think
I'll still win the fucking thing, you pricks.
It was so, top 5 or nothing. To confirm, our draft order for season 8 of the Are You Having a Draft Legacy League Snake Draw. With pick number 1. It is James Jammer Robinson. With pick number 2, it is Medea Llewellyn. Pick number 3 is Bradley James. Pick number 4, Nicholas Morgan. Pick number 5, Peter Everall. That's a run, 3 former champions. Pick number 6, not a former champion, Jonathan Wolfe. Pick number 7, a former champion, Neil Dutton. Wolfe sandwiched in there. Pick number 8 is Matthew Melaleu. Quite an envious pick, perhaps. Pick number 9, Yare Jegbafume. Pick number 10 is Marcus Ellard. Pick number 11 is Daniel Mantle. Pick number 12 is newcomer Daniel Mutlow. Pick number 13 is Philip Cairns. Pick number 14 is Matthew Brummett. And pick number 15 is Andrew O'Neill. And thus completes the Are You Having a Draft draw for season 8.
Well done, boys.
Well done, boys. Very excited.
Well, I don't know about you, Marcus. That was tense.
Yes, it was. And I'm still looking at the order in front of me. I mean, Jammer's absolutely locked out. Like, that's 100% pole position. I'm going to talk about my 10th. I don't know what I'm going to do with 10th.
I think you're fine, mate. I think 10 you did quite well with.
And also on that, Matthew Mellaloo, who's like, oh yeah, somewhere in the middle. Bang in the middle.
Bang in the middle.
landed on my feet. I've got one thing to say, boys. Lionel Messi. 8th pick. There we go.
Could you imagine?
Well, here's a question for you. All of a sudden, the August window transfer, which will become the, I suppose, October window transfer by the time the window closes this year. But the August window transfer, pick number one, that could go first round. We're talking Lionel Messi in serious conversations to come to the Premier League.
Who do you think has the gumption to have for their first round pick the August transfer?
I think, funnily enough, after you, Marcus, I think anybody with picks 11, 12, 13, 14, or 15, and I think Andrew O'Neill is going to take transfer number one or August transfer number one.
That would work really well for Andy because he has the 15th and 16th pick.
Yeah.
He could even pick an absolute banger and then have the August transfer, either or.
So when it came down to those last two names, myself and Andy, there are only picks 3 and 15 left. I was hoping for pick 3, and thankfully it fell my way. But equally, Andy is not in a bad position. And we, of course, have the fact that what happens now, listeners, is trades come into play. Before any players get drafted, there will be trades with drafting positions. We'll see what happens there because we've got some active trades. We've also got some people who are maybe not quite so active, but there'll be a few trades just to shuffle up the order a little bit. So it won't be as straightforward as everybody in the positions they are currently in. I think that will make things very interesting.
With a hot ticket like pick 8, I think I'm going to get some pretty tasty offers, let's be honest.
We're talking about a man, we've mentioned him, Andy O'Neill is very persuasive with the trade because he's so nice, everyone. If you ever meet Andy O'Neill, you meet the sweetest man. And as you're there going, oh, the knife just...
I think he's the real cerebral assassin.
Yeah, I think that's fair. The antithesis of this is Johnny Wolf. He, I imagine, will come in with some trades that make no sense for anybody he's offering them to. So he also lacks the charm of Andy O'Neill to convince you that it's a good idea. So we'll see how that pans out. I'm looking forward to finding out what trades were offered. We'll have to do a segment, Marcus, where we analyze, we explore, we discover who offered what.
That segment will be really good because you'll have to explain it to me because I don't get it. So, audience, you'll be in very safe hands because Bradley will actually be explaining it to me and I'll be asking the questions you're asking. So I'm already looking forward to that segment. Yeah, good.
Oh, draft day. I cannot wait. As Pete says, it is the best day of the year, better than Christmas, Easter, his birthday combined. The best day of the year. Legacy League, folks. Our first foray into it. Oof, exciting times.
Bring it on.
So, listeners, this is it. This is your time to get involved. Come and join us. Come and challenge us at the draft. Here's what we're going to do. We would like you to email in if you would like to join our draft league, a listener league. We would like you to email us. What is the email, Marcus?
areyouhavingadraft@gmail.com.
And with that email, we'd like you to state your claim to participating in the AHAD listener league.
Email us in, give us your name, and also I want to hear your team names as well.
Team names, folks, get creative. We will be giving out the code to the league an hour before the time we set. In fact, we probably need to set that time now, don't we, Marcus? The season starts on Friday, the
11th of September.
So Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. BST.
Sounds good to me. Sounds like most people will be finished work by then, and most people will be off public transport or stop from driving. It sounds like a good time to me.
At 6 p.m. on the 9th of September, we will email the code to the league. And then at 7 p.m, the draft will happen. Email us with your team names, with some, you know, sentence saying, hey, I want to be in the league. That's all you need. And we'll put you in the league. There's no bouncer on the door checking IDs here. And we look forward to competing with you in the Ahad Listener League. So much to look forward to, Marcus.
And the good thing is, not long to wait.
Oh,
thing is, what we're going to do next year, when the season hopefully runs to its actual length and we finish in like May, like we usually do, we're going to have all summer to wait. Whereas this time we've only had a few weeks, which is actually all right.
Feels like the season finished yesterday.
I've barely finished wiping my tears.
Have you started your research though, Matthew? That's the important thing.
I have learned the names of at least 15 players now. I think that's enough for a team, isn't it?
That'll get you through round... One? Yeah, one of the 16 rounds.
Job done.
Marcus, I spy a notebook there with highlighters and sorts of nonsense happening.
I think it's like over the last 3 or 4 years, I've got my technique pre-draft down. And this year, because we don't have to bid, it's more about the actual knowledge. So that's why in this one, as I just flashed up a minute ago, it's actually got highlights. So I've got 4 different colour highlighters, which mean 4 different things on 4 different lists. This is where the test happens.
Ooh, baby.
I know.
And an important additional tactic for Marcus this year, he's increased the level of research and will decrease the level of beer on the day.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Thank you, Matthew. That'll happen.
I'm dubious about this technique because Marcus's best ever finish came off a draft night. He was the drunkest of all the draft nights. So
yeah, you had to help me type my password into my phone. I was sitting on your stairs like, okay, it's this.
I'm going to leave myself with no excuses. No John Stones will go unturned. Almost.
He's not a first round pick.
Well, we shall be back with... draft day, I suppose. That'll probably be the next time you hear from us.
It feels literally like yesterday that we were there recording. We had producer Zach on board with the interviews. Merry draftmas. I can't wait.
Big thank you to Will Coburn for the photography. And also thank you to everyone who sent Will a lovely message. He was very pleased with them. He was slightly confused at first, and then he figured it out. Thank you so much, everybody who sent him a message. You can see his stuff at Will Coburn, Will with one L. Also, thank you to Kate Bellamy at kate.may.this for the artwork. And a huge thank you to Matthew Melalou, who continues to be the driving force behind a lot of the artwork you see on our social media, Marcus. And our social medias are...
at Having a Draft, and that's both on Twitter and Instagram. The Instagram is popping and locking. The Twitter is there very much to remind you that when our episodes drop, and that's if you're not already subscribed.
Got a new set of stickers to look forward to for the new season, Marcus.
Je m'appelle. Looking forward to that. Also, we'd like to say thank you to CJ Pandit for the music.
CJ, put a shoulda, woulda, coulda, butta, shoulda, butta, Jimapal Pandit!
And also, as always, we'd like to thank our friends and hosts over at Acast.
Thank you, Acast!
Folks, I'm actually going to upload a video of the draw for you to enjoy on YouTube. So keep your eyes out. We'll let you know on Twitter.
So there we are. The end of one season is wrapped up. The beginning of the next season is just around the corner. I cannot wait. Bradley, how are you feeling?
We've got a few surprises in store, both for our drafters, who don't know about a couple of things that are going to be happening, and also for our listeners.
Amazing. And until then,
draft safe, baby. We'll be right back.
like a sausage?
No, I'm right, thank you.
Yes, yes, I'd like a sausage.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.